Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head girls wrestling coach Andy Newell and Humboldt Wildcat girls wrestler and junior Brooklyn Robinson. Our first guest is Humboldt Wildcats head girls wrestling coach Andy Newell. The Humboldt Wildcats girls wrestling team competed at the 2024 Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union State Wrestling Tournament on Thursday and Friday at Extreme Arena in Coralville. Humboldt had three wrestlers qualify in Sophia Harris at 110 pounds, Danica Diedrich at 170, and Brooklyn Robinson at 235. Harris suffered an injury in the Super Regional at Mason City and was unable to compete. Diedrich would fall in both of her matches, ending her freshman campaign with an impressive 30-win season, while Robinson would be on the cusp of the podium entering Friday, just falling short in her Friday morning match. I caught up with Newell Friday morning to discuss the tournament and season.
It's a different experience. Last year, we weren't fortunate enough to get anybody through to day two. This year, we were fortunate. It's a great experience for the girls to get down to the blood round here. I think that the two girls that we brought, they'll bring that back with them next year, and they will help bring some more girls down here.
To see the improvement from Brooklyn, she gets just shy of getting to that placement matches here today, but to see that from a two-and-done wrestler last year to making it this far, what do you have to say about the type of season she's had?
She had a great year. I was just talking with her back in the hallway. She improved so much from last year to this year in just all aspects, both on and off the mat, the mental side of it, just having to, you know, deal with all of the ups and downs that happen in a season and knowing that she can come through and show that she is, you know, meant to be down here. You know, she was really down last year and then coming through this year, winning some matches. And I think that kind of lit that fire for her. And she said she didn't achieve her goals, but I tell you what, she had a heck of a season and I cannot complain about how well she did this year.
Now that this season's officially wrapped up, just your thoughts on this second sanctioned season for your program.
We made some good growth overall. One of the biggest things that I looked at, I'm a numbers guy, so I look through the records and I see kind of match counts and everything like that. And we made improvement overall as a team. From the beginning of the year to the end of the year, we had every girl win a match, which is huge. I think that is going to help grow the sport. As long as girls can continue to have successes at that small level every season, it's going to keep them coming back and it's going to keep those young ones driven to make themselves better and to make our program better. The second sanctioned season here, it's really cool to see some of the improvements that they made from year one to year two. And I'm excited to see where we can go for year three.
And then being back here now for the second consecutive year of it being sanctioned, seeing the turnout here as well, what are your thoughts on where the sport is right now? Seeing the sold out crowd here Thursday and then today.
It's awesome to see. We were talking earlier about how our first year down here, the seats were, you know, kind of half full, maybe even for the finals. And it was a different environment a couple years ago. And now last year selling out day one, this year selling out day one. And now, you know, there's not very many empty seats and it's pretty awesome to see the growth and the improvement. I was talking with a couple other coaches about how moves that worked in the last couple years just don't work anymore. And so the growth that the girls are making on the mat is phenomenal. And I'm super excited to see where we can go from here.
And then finally, Coach, looking ahead to next season, because you look forward to 24-25, what are your thoughts about next year's group?
I'm excited. We've got a bunch of eighth graders coming up that some of them will slide right into holes that will be open with the graduation of our six seniors this year. And, you know, we get a lot of leadership back with all of our girls that have spent time at the varsity level, and we get a lot of experience. I mean, some of these girls wrestled 50 matches this year, so that's huge. Just excited to see where we can go next year.
Appreciate it, Coach. Congratulations on the season, and best of luck in 24-25.
Thanks, Matt.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head girls wrestling coach Andy Newell. Our next guest is Humboldt girls wrestler and junior Brooklyn Robinson. Robinson entered Friday morning needing a win against Jocelyn Buffum of Missouri Valley to be the first Humboldt girls wrestler in the sanctioned era of the state tournament to place. However, Robinson would end up getting pinned close to the end of the first period. I caught up with Robinson after the match to get her thoughts on her junior campaign.
It was great to be able to improve as much as I feel I did anyway. Last year, improvement was kind of hard because the only wrestling partners I had, it was their first year. So there was a lot of teaching and less drilling and less time to really perfect the little things. This year, I had wrestling partners who had experience under their belt. Still difficult with wrestling partners-wise anyway because there's no one in my weight class. And especially once you get at the extremes, the lower weights and the higher weights, they wrestle different, like very different from other weight classes. Kind of feel like I missed on that a little bit this year, and the goal is to try to find someone else, go out during the off season, go to different practices and try to improve it that way. But I know I improved a lot, and it's hard talking about it right now just because, like, after a loss, that's difficult to see what you did. But I know what I did all season, and family and my coaches remind me and just to remember that I did that. And if I can do that in 1 year, I can do it next season too.
As you look ahead now, what's the goals set out as you get ready for your senior year?
So there are a couple goals that I had this season that I just missed the mark. I wanted to get on the podium. That was my goal from the beginning of the season. Wrote them out. Placing first at regionals was also a big goal I had on there. So looking at what the downfalls of this year were, what I need to work on, and putting in a lot of time on the mat. And just overall that, as well as trying to help continue the program at Humboldt and lift up my other teammates. Non-personal goals, like getting more girls to regionals, that at least like those will be met. So just trying to continue to be a good teammate and continue to be hardworking.
Being a wrestler here, you've been now twice down here for sanctioned state tournaments. Looking up and seeing the crowd as a wrestler, what is that feeling like, seeing how full it is at this building for girls wrestling?
It's such a shock because we go to a lot of tournaments and we go to have duels and home stuff. And even at that stuff, sometimes there's not a lot of supporters. You know who everyone who is there, who is supporting. It's everyone's parents and maybe a couple friends. But it's nice to see that people actually care about girls wrestling, because it's still new enough that you get those people that don't get why it's a sport. Those people that think that the level isn't high enough and that it's stupid that it's sanctioned and it's stupid that there's even a program. But then you come out here and you see all these people that agree and have like the same goals and the same mission, and it's just great to be able to be around people that like get what this is about.
Final thoughts from being here back-to-back years with 2 years being sanctioned?
I'm just so happy that it is sanctioned and that I was able to get down here, as well as Danica, and I'm looking forward to the team growing, and hopefully we can get a lot more girls here next year, because it's a great experience, and especially for those girls that put their soul into it. Like, it sucks when you lose, but even just getting down here, it's just like everything you hoped for. So,
well, Brooklyn, I know it wasn't the finish you were hoping for today, but congratulations, back-to-back years here at Corvallon. Look forward to seeing you next year.
Thanks.
That was Humboldt girls wrestler and junior Brooklyn Robinson. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.